We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
It is a wonderful Wednesday here in Brevard County, and I pray that you are having a great day, no matter what your circumstances look like. Declare that this is the day that the Lord has made. He's got a word for you. One of my favorite passages of Scripture is the 50th chapter of Isaiah and verse number 4, where it talks about Isaiah is awakened morning by morning to listen as one being taught to receive a word that sustains the weary. And so I believe I have a word today that is going to be a blessing to you, that this Wednesday that God has a word that is going to strengthen you and empower you. And so I pray that you'll tune in to the rest of the broadcast today as much as you can. Want to give a shout out to Creative Air Conditioning Solutions. Thank them for helping us to keep this Refresh broadcast on the air. If you need help with your air conditioning or heating system, you can reach Creative Air Conditioning Solutions at 759-3284, 759-3284. One of the things I want to mention to you today, not only about our vintage service today at 11 o'clock, where we are going to be speaking from the book of Isaiah, but we're also going to be having a time of praise and worship, a time of prayer. We'd love to have you come out and be a part of that. We also want to let you know about our kids ministry, boys and girls ministry, tonight at 7 p.m. or 6:30 p.m. I'm sorry, it used to be 7. We changed that. We also have a ladies Bible study that meets. We also are going to be feeding the kids tonight, starting at 6 o'clock, to make it a little bit easier on families to be able to take dinner out of the equation and the pressure from, you know, having to fix it and clean up after it and all of that. So that's coming up tonight. But this coming Sunday is one of my favorite Sundays of the year. It is our annual missions convention. We call it our I Love Missions Banquet. And we have a special opportunity this year. Our missionary is Dr. Gary Kellner. He does a lot of ministry in Africa. But over the past year, his emphasis has been mainly in the Ukraine. He's been in the Ukraine for quite some time now. And there is a humanitarian crisis that is going on with the conflict between Russia and Ukraine in a contended region. And so we're trying to gather up blankets and coats and clothing, because there are so many people who've been forced out of their home that they the only source of warmth that they have is the clothing that we might be able to provide them. And so we are trying to gather up an entire container full of articles to send to be able to help them to survive the winter months there. It gets extremely cold. We're also going to be taking up an offering this coming Sunday, and as well as making a faith promise to God. Say, God, this is what I believe that you are going to equip me to do missions-wise in 2015. Last year, 2014, was our best year of missions giving ever between local, U.S., and global missions. We touched more lives than ever. We supported more missionaries than ever. And we're really excited about what God is going to do. You see, I don't think God has a reverse key. I think that he has a forward key. A reverse gear. I believe that he has a forward gear. And so we are looking to continue to to go forward in the power of Jesus' name. We're looking to employ the faith that God has given to each one of us. So can I just ask you a question? Not really paying too much attention to the time here, but when was the last time that you ever trusted God to do something that was beyond your natural resources and say, God, I am believing. See, that's what our missions program is about. It is about faith. God, you are able to do more than what we are able to do. And so that's where we are. That's coming up this week. If you would like, on Sunday night, we're going to have Dr. Kellner Sunday morning and Sunday night. We're going to be taking up an offering for the Ukraine on Sunday morning. But on Sunday night, we are going to be having our missions banquet. And so if you would like to come and be a part of it, maybe you've never been a part of a missions convention, and you would just like to come and check it out. It is a combination of banquet and service. And we're just going to celebrate what God is able to do. And so, we believe that we're closer to the, return of Christ than we've ever been before. That means that the urgency of the day and the urgency of the hour is more than it has ever been. And so come and celebrate, be a part of our, of what God is doing at Merit Assembly of God this coming Sunday. We'd love to have you come and be a part of it. Today we're going to be in the 15th chapter of Romans. Unlike what we've been doing over the past several days, today we are only going to be focusing on a small passage of Scripture, two verses from Romans, the 15th chapter, verse number 5. And it says, "Now may the God of patience and comfort grant you to be like-minded toward one another according to Christ Jesus, that you may with one mind and one mouth glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ." What do you want your day to look like? What do you want this Wednesday to look like in your world? Because God not only wants you to give to you your daily bread. Give us this day our daily bread. He not only wants to give you that, but he's got some other things that he would like to grant to you and to me right now. Right now. Wednesdays are one of those days that can be kind of difficult because, you know, you're far enough away from the last weekend that it's kind of dimmed in your memory. And you know, the reason we have a midweek service is not because I don't have anything to do, but because people oftentimes need a spiritual booster. They need something that will encourage them, that will help to get them to the end of the week. And so let that word that we have today in Romans, the 15th chapter, verses 5 and 6, let it be a little bit of a spiritual jump start to your week today, because it says, "Now may the God of patience and comfort grant you to be like-minded toward one another according to Christ Jesus." And so here it says, "And that you may with one mind and one mouth glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ." So first of all, the God who is going to give this gift to you is the God of patience. The God of patience. I say many times that one of the most dangerous prayers that you can ask God for is, "God, give me patience." Now, patience is a fruit of the Spirit. Long-suffering is a fruit of the Spirit. And so if you and I are abiding in Christ, abiding in the Holy Spirit, where that fruit is going to naturally come out of us. It's going to be something that is going to be manifest in our life, not because we are trying to force it to happen, but because it is a natural byproduct of being connected to Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit produces that patience in you. And so a lot of times we recognize our lack of patience, and so we say, God, give me patience. Make me a patient man. And the reason that that is a dangerous prayer isn't because God doesn't want to answer. God has said in his word on multiple occasions that he longs for you and I to be people of patience. Because he is a long-suffering God, we need to be a long-suffering people. But here's the reason that it's dangerous. The only way you know if you have patience is to be put in situations that previously would have caused you to break out into a fit of rage. Only now, because of the Spirit of God, you are exhibiting patience. You know, it is so bad right now on the roads that national news organizations are doing repeated stories on road rage. You and I live in a time where we don't have much patience and long-suffering with other people. Isn't it interesting that we want patience for ourselves and refuse to demonstrate it or give it to other people? And so today I want you to know that he is the God of patience. He is the God of endurance. He wants to give you the ability to endure. It says, but he is also the God of comfort, the God of encouragement. I am just so thankful that he is a God who is able to comfort us in whatever we are going through. I'm turning here to 2 Corinthians chapter 1 because it is just a tremendous passage of Scripture. It says, blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also abounds through Christ. I want you to know, he comforts us to empower us to be able to comfort other people. So the person who is giving us this gift today is the God of patience and the God of comfort. And he says, may he grant you to be like-minded toward one another. May he grant you to be like-minded toward one another. Do you recognize that the spirit of unity is a gift from God? Now, what this like-minded thing is that you and I have the same goal in mind. We have the same goal. It doesn't necessarily mean that we are now become uniform and everything is cookie cutter. I am so thankful for the diverse personality types that God has given into the kingdom of God. I am thankful for the unique and diverse gift sets and communication styles that God has given. You see, it's not that he is looking to make everybody like me. I wouldn't want that. You wouldn't want that. But instead, he is wanting to give us the spirit of unity. My wife and I are coming up on an anniversary here in a few months. And the only way that that has been possible is because he has given us a spirit of unity where we are like-minded. Listen, we think entirely differently. My wife's thought processes, and sometimes, you know, it gets to that point, okay, you're going to have to explain that to me again because I don't understand that. She and I are not cookie cutters of one another. We just have the same purpose, and that is to create a home that glorifies God, that honors him, that causes our children to have a love for God and have a heart for him. That's what we want. We love God, we love people, and we want to do our best for him. at our church, we have seen through the years that great things have been accomplished, not because people were uniform, but because they were united in purpose. They were like-minded in accomplishing a goal, and one operated in their giftings and another operated with their giftings. And we came and saw projects accomplished because we had the same purpose in mind. Today, on this Wednesday, may God encourage you. May God encourage you. May God give you the endurance that you need. May God give you a spirit of unity. I pray that your workforce is the most united in your company. I pray that your office is filled with the most peace and the most understanding, that you all are building each other up and not tearing each other down. And so it says, now may the God of patience and comfort grant you to be like-minded toward one another according to Christ Jesus, that you may with one mind and one mouth glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. The only way that that spirit of unity functions is being united in Christ Jesus. A lot of times I will describe, especially with husbands and wives, but the same word dynamic or picture dynamic works, whether it's a workplace, whether it's a church, whether it's in a home, whatever it might be. And that is, when you put Jesus at the center, and you and I, if I have a heart for Jesus, and my mission is to be as much like Jesus as I can possibly be, to draw as close to him as I can possibly draw, to become like him in every area of my life, then I am going to move. The thing I'd like for you to imagine is a bicycle tire, where you've got that hub and then the spokes are on the outside. And so I'm moving from the outside, and I'm moving closer to the heart of Jesus every step I take. And if I'm doing that and my wife is doing that, you know what? We are naturally going to be closer to Jesus than we've ever been. And in approaching that, we are going to be closer to one another than we were before. And so that's why I encourage people that your relationships in life, they can't be based upon just whether or not you're in the same place at the same time. Too many people, I mean, you can see it in Hollywood all the time. An actor shows up on a movie set, and another actor or an actress shows up on the movie set, and all of a sudden there's this tremendous attraction that they have for one another, and they end up getting married, but then they go on to the next movie set. And what they did was they built a relationship on an intersection that they had in life instead of the journey that they were supposed to be on together. And then, you know, you find out the relationship has fallen apart, and you know, they're on to their next fling. It doesn't just happen in Hollywood. It happens all the time. You know, how many people do you know that you went to high school with? High school is getting farther and farther away in my rearview mirror. And, you know, you just knew that relationship you had in high school was the one that was going to take place, you know, that it was going to be your lifelong relationship. And occasionally that happens. But more likely than not, what happens is your paths end up crossing, but the direction of your life goes in different directions, and you grow farther and farther apart. The only way that you and I can successfully experience this like-mindedness, this endurance, this patience, the encouragement that God has for us, is to draw closer to Jesus. My wife and I have been on the same path for 3 decades now. Even before we got married, we recognized we were on the same path. In fact, there was a time very early in our relationship where we thought that we might be serving the body of Christ in two different fields. You know, I was called to pastor, and she felt a call to missions. We had not ever heard of the term home missions pastor until we were one. And, but you know, we wanted to make sure before we ever committed to getting married, we wanted to make sure that we were not at an intersection where we were just coming across somebody we liked. We wanted to make sure that we were on the path that God had for us. And that path has been to draw as close to Jesus as we possibly could, and to make Jesus as famous as we could possibly make him, to spread the good news of Jesus Christ wherever we might be able to, and to serve him with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. You know, I was talking to somebody last week. It was another pastor, and he said, you know, what is going on in modern society is that Jesus has made a promise that upon this rock, he is going to build his church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. And this pastor said, so the enemy, because he is not going to be successful against the church, has shifted his focus to another organization, an older organization, an older entity formed by God, and that is the home. That he is fixated on trying to undo the home. And so today, on this Wednesday, I'm really wanting to speak to marriages that are under attack. And I will tell you this, the 50 Shades of Gray lifestyle, let me rephrase that, the 50 Shades of Gray death style is not going to create a godly home. If you are listening and you have bought into what the world has said is going to create an enduring relationship, I want you to know that Hollywood specializes in fantasy, not reality. Hollywood specializes in fantasy, not reality. And, you know, it's amazing how they can portray one thing on the screen and walk off of that and then want to think that they're an expert in every other field. Let me say this. There's a scripture in Proverbs that says, he who chases fantasies lacks judgment. What I'm here today is I'm not here to proclaim to you that God has a gift to you, that it's an entire fantasy. What I want to proclaim to you today is God has a gift for you today that is based out of who he is. It is based upon the person and the work of Jesus Christ, and that he can create a home that is going to endure, a home that is going to function in the spirit of unity. And it only happens because it is built upon Jesus Christ. Wouldn't it be awesome if our homes became the pillars of unity in our community? You know what? I see people all the time, and they try and find peace. They try and find unity in substances and, you know, alcohol, drugs. I don't run into that many drug addicts, but I do run into a lot of people who try and be united by drowning their sorrows to get to that place where just the pain is taken away for just a little while. I want you to know that God's not called you to just endure the pain. He's called you to be victorious. He's got a different lifestyle. He wants to give you the spirit of unity. Psalm 133 is a great psalm. Great psalm. I'm going to turn there because I'm going to read it to you. But then I'm just going to tell you what makes it such a great psalm. This is a song of ascent. This, what that means is every time the children of Israel made one of their journeys to Jerusalem, they had to travel up to Jerusalem. Jerusalem is an elevated city. And so they would sing these songs of ascent as they made their journey to Jerusalem. And it says, "Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious oil upon the head, running down on the beard of Aaron, running down on the edge of his garments. It is like the dew of Hermon descending upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, life forevermore." What it says there is when we dwell together in unity, that as a result of that, where we operate with the spirit of unity and like-mindedness that God has, that God is going to command something to take place in that place. The being like-minded means that there is a commanded blessing for you. Life forevermore, endurance, comfort, joy, peace. God, I don't know about you, but that's what I want. I want that in our church. I want that, and I'm thankful. We have just a tremendous amount of unity in the church. Our people love one another. They love new people coming in. They love us as their pastors, but most of all, they love Jesus. And so we are thankful that it is a place of commanded blessing. Today, may your workplace be a place of commanded blessing. May your church be a place of commanded blessing. May, and this is most of all what I'm praying, that your home and your marriage would be a place where God commands blessing, even life forever. Father, right now on this Wednesday, I pray that you would create in us a humble spirit so that we could admit where we were wrong and ask forgiveness. God, I pray that you would correct all of us to where we have the mind of Christ. Lord, that we would be like-minded. Lord, I pray that today you would command your blessing upon every listener to this program today. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510, 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."